WRCO 100.9 FM.
Our news at noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 45 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A debate unfolding over Israel's government. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, calling for a new election in Israel, saying he believes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is putting his political survival ahead of what's best for Israel due to the dire situation in Gaza.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th.
GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slamming back, saying the U.S. should not make those decisions.
Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country.
In Michigan, the jury still deliberating in the involuntary manslaughter trial of James Crumbly, the father of convicted Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. And severe weather continuing across the country in the form of snow in the Rockies and reports of tornado touchdowns in the Midwest. This is ABC News. A new blood test showing promise in detecting colon cancer. A new study finding that the test caught 83% of the cancers. That test would not replace a colonoscopy, but scientists say it could dramatically increase the number of people who get screened. The test, currently available and is meant for people with average risk, colorectal cancer is the second highest cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. Paul Alexander, the man in an iron lung, has died.
In 1952, doctors gave Paul Alexander's parents the bad news. Their son had polio.
They told him, hey, you might as well take him home. You know, he's not going to live very long.
Paul's younger brother, Philip.
My dad probably said, yeah, we'll see about that.
Paul did live very long, 75 years, all of it in an iron lung. He earned his law degree and was in practice for 30 years, urging people around him
to adapt and you learn to do what you need to do.
Advice he shared with 56 million online viewers.
ABC's Jim Ryan. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 45 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies with light rain continuing, steady temperatures in the 40s, and northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. tonight. Any light rain ending this evening. Partial clearing later with a low of 30. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and fairly mild with a high of 54. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 45 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Rain today is expected to provide some relief to drought-stricken areas of southwestern Wisconsin, which makes up part of the worst drought areas in the state. About 72% of Wisconsin is in drought. The rain also knocked down the wildfire danger in southern Wisconsin, which was near critical the past 2 days. In La Crosse and areas north, which aren't expected to see as much rain, fire conditions remain elevated today. The Universities of Wisconsin Regents have selected a New Hampshire provost to replace UW-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao. Gao was fired in December after Regents learned he had produced and appeared in pornographic videos. The Regents announced Wednesday that Keene State College Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs James Beebe would succeed Gao. Beebe beat out interim UW-La Crosse Chancellor Betsy Morgan and Indiana State University Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs Christopher Olson for the job. He will start July 1st and earn $281,112 annually. That's about $18,000 more than Gao was making when he was fired. A bill barring transgender athletes from female team sports in Wisconsin will be vetoed. The Republican-authored measure passed the state Senate in a near party-line vote on its last session day Tuesday, with Republican Senator Joan Balwegg joining all Democrats in voting against it. The bill would require separate K-12 men's, women's, and co-ed teams and prohibit biologically male students from playing on any women's team. Evers has already vetoed a Republican bill banning gender-affirming care for minors, and he quickly promised a veto of the sports bill as well. There's concern about confirmed cases of the measles not far from the Wisconsin border. As of Wednesday, as many as 10 measles cases have been identified at a Chicago migrant shelter. Health experts in Wisconsin warn of the highly contagious nature of the disease. They add that the best way to prevent infection from the measles is by staying up to date with vaccinations. In the year 2000, the Centers for Disease Control said measles was considered eliminated in the U.S. due in large part to vaccines. However, there has been a decline in overall vaccinations nationwide. As of last week, 17 states have reported confirmed measles cases, but Wisconsin is not one of them. A $200 million hospital construction project is moving along faster than expected in La Crosse. Mayo Clinic's new hospital will be ready for staff in just a few months and for patients in the fall. The project's manager said the mild winter has moved up the timeline for things like landscaping and parking. Construction on the new hospital began in 2022. The old hospital, which is over 100 years old, will be knocked down and the space will be turned into a clinic, according to Mayo. It was announced yesterday that over 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores will be closing, including 600 in the next few months. The company has been struggling in recent years due to inflation and an inability to properly manage stores. One of those locations is in Fenimore, where the lease for Family Dollar will not be renewed after the end of the month. The last day for that store to be open is a week from tomorrow. The closest remaining Family Dollar to Fenimore is a few miles north in Boscobel, where a combination Family Dollar-Dollar Tree store opened late last year. Richland Center is home to both a Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. Dollar Tree even built a new building just a couple of years ago in Richland Center. It's unclear how many stores will close in Wisconsin. A list of the closures was not provided by the company. A major Wisconsin Dells attraction is trying to hire more summer help. Noah's Ark is hosting a job fair this weekend to fill 500 summer jobs. The water park suffered from lack of staff during the pandemic as the State Department had trouble handling the international visas that operators of the park had relied on for years to fill staffing. The fair is at the park on Saturday, March 16th. Groundbreaking took place Wednesday on Dane County's long-awaited and controversial jail project. It's been some 20 years in the making. The new six-story, 825-bed tower is being built next to the main jail in the public safety building in downtown Madison. Once completed, the old jail in the city-county building and the south side work release Ferris Huber Center will both close. The most recent delay for the project came late last year when the sole bidder came in over budget. Earlier this year, the county board did approve spending another nearly $28 million to fill the gap and get this project moving forward. President Biden is in Michigan today after announcing $36 million for safer streets in Milwaukee yesterday.
My predecessor as an ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
The money from the bipartisan infrastructure law is going to a neighborhood that was largely torn down in the 1960s for Interstate 94 and 43. He also says inflation is coming down.
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. President Biden's visit to Milwaukee yesterday shows the campaigns consider Wisconsin still up for grabs 8 months before the election. Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin tells the Cap Times it shows how close the last election was in Wisconsin and what Wisconsin means for the Electoral College count. The Biden administration has visited Wisconsin 7 times so far this year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is moving forward on clean energy investments in 23 states to reduce pollution and strengthen rural America's power grid. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement at the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association's Power Exchange annual meeting in San Antonio, Texas, last week. The announcement includes the first five awards totaling $139 million under the Powering Affordable Clean Energy Program. Secretary Vilsack also announced $2.2 billion in funding awarded to 39 projects to help ensure over 2 million people in rural areas have access to reliable electricity. USDA is investing $28 million in Wisconsin and Minnesota through the Electric Infrastructure Loan and Loan Guarantee Program. Funding will help utility providers and electric cooperatives build and improve electric infrastructure, smart grid technologies, and renewable energy systems. Gone are the days when one could confidently say, seeing is believing. New artificial intelligence technology is becoming more sophisticated and more accessible, making it possible for just about anyone to create realistic-looking images and videos. Unfortunately, this also means scammers can now use AI images and videos to lend credibility to their tricks. AI videos and images can make a phony celebrity endorsement look real or convince family members of a fake emergency. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau offers some tips for recognizing AI-generated information. In a text, if you're reading something and are wondering whether it was written by a human or generated by AI, consider these tips. Look for typos. Normally, typos are red flags for scams. But if you're trying to decipher between human-written or AI-generated content, the MIT Technology Review mentions that typos are a great indicator that a human wrote the content. Watch for incorrect or outdated information. Many AI bots are trained on unlimited data sets and therefore may write with out-of-date information. Look for repetitive words and phrases. When discussing a single topic, AI may use the same keywords and phrases that it learned during training repeatedly. This can make the writing sound unnatural. Pay attention to the tone of voice. AI writing may have a more robotic and emotionless tone, whereas humans may write more informally and casually with slang. When in doubt, seek out another source. If you're not confident that what you're reading is coming from a credible source, seek out the information from another source. When it comes to recognizing AI-generated images, look for red flags. Generative AI capabilities are advancing at an incredible rate, becoming very hard to spot fakes. The most reliable cause for suspicion may be the context in which you see a potentially faked image or hear a voice. Ask yourself these kinds of questions. Is the image or voice being used with pressure to take an urgent action? Is the context political, and does it seem like someone is trying to make you feel angry or emotional? If the image or voice is one of a friend or loved one, don't respond to any request that come with it before you contact that person offline to see if it's a genuine message. Find a high-resolution image and zoom in. If you see a surprising photo of a politician or celebrity, look closer before you believe what's in the picture. Search the image in the highest possible resolution and then zoom in. You'll likely find a few giveaways if you're looking at an AI-generated image. AI images often have textured backgrounds or an airbrushed look that real photos don't share. You might also notice strange-looking backgrounds or sharp images with random blurry spots. In AI-generated videos, look out for strange shadows, blurs, or light flickers. In some AI-generated videos, shadows or light may appear to flicker only on the face of the person speaking, or possibly only in the background. Unnatural body language is another AI giveaway. As with photos, AI can have a hard time replicating actual humans. If the body language feels off, it's time to question the video you're watching. Synthetic audio might sound a little strange too. Choppy sentences, confusing inflection, or background sounds that don't match the speaker's location are all dead giveaways. To verify if a photo or video is authentic, check the source. This can be hard to do when a video or photo goes viral on social media, but it's essential if you want to know if you're looking at a fake. Try to trace the photo back to the original post to see who shared the image or video and why they shared it. If it shows shocking political events or messages, ask yourself if the news is on social media or mainstream media. If you're having trouble figuring out where an image came from, try a reverse image search. This can bring up all the websites where the image has been shared, which can help you understand the context of the image and its origins. Be prepared for change. AI technology will continue to evolve and improve so that these tips will change too. The best thing you can do is to be aware that fake videos and images exist and always fact-check what you see before you believe it. It is a rainy 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The background history to Double Cola Bottling Company in Richland Center. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to information from the Richland County History Room at the Brewer Library, researched and provided by Crystal Foley. In the Richland Democrat, 17 September 1953, the General Telephone Company, the operator of Richland Center Exchange, has purchased the location of the Double Cola Bottling Company south of the Park Hotel, and possession is to be taken on May 1, 1954. The deal calls for the removal of the building presently on that location, and the bottling company plans to have them off area by that sufficient time. Bottling operations will be carried on at another location to be developed by the company. It is expected that a new exchange building will be erected by the telephone company, but there has been no announcement made as to the probable starting date. And then, a following story in the Richland Democrat, dated 19 November 1953, Byron Clarkson has purchased the plant and equipment of Double Cola Bottling Company of Richland Center and will take formal possession on December 10th. The new owner of the city's only soft beverage manufacturing facility retired from the ice cream and specialty manufacturing business within the past year, and he will now devote full time to making of the product, which has been marketed under the name Double Cola. Its label since 1936 by then Mr. and Mrs. Paul Netland at the plant located just south of the Park Hotel. Construction of a new plant in which they would be making pop is underway, and the property is owned by Clarkson on the east side of the city. Listen next week to the history of Richland County covering the village of Jimtown.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
It's 45 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1224. The American Red Cross is urging donors to give blood or platelets now to continue strengthening the national blood supply. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospitals can meet the daily demand for life-saving transfusions. During Red Cross Month, the Red Cross celebrates the volunteers and blood and platelet donors who are critical to ensuring those in need receive relief and care. Help can't wait to book a time to give. A Red Cross blood drive is being held today until 3 at the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel. To make an appointment to donate, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Learn about the influences teenagers face in today's world. Partners for Prevention of Richland County and Youth for Change Richland Center High School will present Screenagers Under the Influence, Addressing Vaping, Drugs, and Alcohol in the Digital Age. The film delves into the impact of the tech revolution on adolescents and how it influences substance use. It will be shown tonight at 6:30 at the Center Cinema. If you are unable to attend tonight's showing, a second showing will be held Saturday afternoon at 3. Dr. Andy Wright from the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be available at Saturday's program to answer your questions. Admission to both shows is free. Following record levels of spongy moth populations in 2023, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has published its 2024 Spongy Moth Aerial Treatment Plan. Spongy Moth program staff will present a question and answer session this evening from 5:30 to 7 at the Platteville Public Library. For more information, visit smaerialspray.wi.gov or spongymoth.wi.gov. Members of the public can also sign up for email updates. Call the toll-free hotline at 1-800-642-MOTH, that's 1-800-642-6684, or email questions to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Screening will be held in the Richland School District next week for 4K and early childhood education programs. If you have a child who will be 3 or 4 by September 1st, or a child entering kindergarten that did not attend 4K, this is for you. Available time slots for screening are Tuesday and Wednesday from 8 to 9:30, 9:30 to 11, and noon to 1:30, and Thursday from 8 to 9:30 and 9:30 to 11. Register online through the Richland School District website or call the Richland Center Primary School at 608-649-4483 by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you have any questions, concerns, or are unable to attend one of the sessions and would like to set up an alternate screening time, call the Richland Center Primary School. Discover the history and the science of maple syruping at the Maple Syrup Fest Saturday from 1 to 4. The event will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona. This free family-friendly event offers a blend of indoor and outdoor activities. Stations throughout the Nature Center grounds will lead visitors at their own pace through the process while enjoying the warmth of spring. Visitors will learn when and how to tap trees for sap, sample real Wisconsin maple syrup, and test their skills at identifying the real deal. Maple ice cream sundaes will be available for a fee. The Maple Syrup Fest at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center is free and open to the public. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with a free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food will be available for a fee. The Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed Monday through Thursday from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until further notice. The closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Bob Lewis of Lone Rock on ticket number 416. It's 44 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, They will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
It's 44 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scallon Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 5 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Survivors of Helen Tenney include her son, Stephen Tenney of Verona, a daughter, Alicia and James Bentenhausen of Albany, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sister-in-law, Alice Watson of Blue River, and many nieces, nephew, and close friends. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie Andrada Williams is survived by her husband Sam, five children, Jordan and Patty Andrada, Tressa Williams, Asia Williams, Samuel Williams Jr., and Kaiser Williams. Three stepchildren, Thomas Larson, Alex Larson, and Dalton Johnson. Parents, Antonio and Peggy Andrada. Mother-in-law, Marlene Williams. Brothers, Anthony Andrada and Casey Andrada. Brothers and sisters-in-law, Marietta Holler, Arnold and Teresa Williams, Geneva and Dale Sittig, Phyllis and Dave Rosalowski, Matt Williams and Janae Rote, Jimmy Williams and Alice Williams. Many aunts, uncle, cousins, nieces, and nephews, and special friend Lindsay Schrammick. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday at Southwest Health Center in Platteville. No formal funeral services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ray Haride is survived by his wife of 60 years, Shirley, daughter, Patty and Vince Demon of Janesville, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, sisters Mary and Dick Dahlberg, and Betty and Bob Sikora, all of Richland Center, and many other relatives and friends. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Jack Stevens is survived by his wife, Julie, three sons, Shannon and Nikki, Eric and Christopher and Jamie, two daughters, Tiffany and Steve, and Kelly and Brad, 10 grandchildren, brothers, Dick and Deb, Tom and Julie, Jim and Deb, Den and Tim, sister, Julie and Bobby, and numerous nieces and nephews. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 23rd at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, March 23rd, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jerry Felton is survived by her husband Marvin, four children, Rhonda and Henry Kaiser and Terry Hamilton, all of Delavan, Travis Campbell of Viola, and Benin, BJ and Ashley Karsten of Rogers, Arizona. Two stepchildren, Cindy Lou and Fred Franks of Westby, and Debbie Parrish of Muscadet. 10 grandchildren, three step-grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, three step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Dwayne and Susie Wallace of West Lima, sister, Donna Gillingham and Neil Mahoney of Richland Center, brothers-in-law, Melvin and Linda Felton and Earl Felton, all of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Gail Wallace of Cherry Valley, Mary Ann Wallace of Lafarge, and Nancy Felton of Richland Center, an uncle, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with Krogan's selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Your handyman side will love the variety of tools they offer. Also check out home decor, paint supplies, and more. Three amazing floors of deals are at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Herb and Dolores Thomas. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, some much-needed rain falling across southern Wisconsin today. So far, amounts have varied from about a tenth inch in the northern part of our listening area to as much as 3 or 4 tenths of an inch in the southern portions. And it looks like a few more tenths will likely fall through the afternoon, especially over the southern half of the region. This low-pressure system tracking up through Illinois will move away tonight and tomorrow. Drier air will filter in and the sky should clear off. Should be a pretty pleasant Friday to get outdoors. Over the weekend, a Canadian cold front will charge in by Saturday night. Not a whole lot of moisture with this one, so just a slight chance of a sprinkle or flurry, but some gusty winds and colder weather on the way by Saturday night and Sunday. The chilly conditions will stick around for Monday before things rebound up just a touch for the middle of next week. We are eyeing up what could be a fairly active pattern for the last 10 days in March, so be sure to stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, the rest of today, cloudy with some light rain continuing in many spots. Temperatures holding steady in the 40s. Northeast wind between 10 and 20. Any light rain ending this evening, partial clearing later with a low near 30. North wind up to 10. On Friday, sunny or partly cloudy and rather mild. High temperature 54. Northwest wind becoming west up to 10. And Saturday, partly sunny and blustery, low at 36 with a high of 51. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, low in the mid-20s with highs in the upper 30s. For Monday, partly sunny, low 19 with a high of 37. Tuesday, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, low 24 with a high near 48. And Wednesday, mixed skies and tranquil, low 24 degrees with a high near 50. So again, fairly wet throughout the afternoon as temperatures hold steady in the mid to low 40s. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a rainy 44 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 68, our low this morning, 43, our high today came early this morning at 54. The record high for this date, 75, was set in 2012. The record low, 3 below, was set in 1960. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 9. Sunset tonight will be at 7:06 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:14. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is up to 29.91, and we have received 44 hundredths of an inch of rain. It's currently a rainy 44 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Taking crop scouting to a new level today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
An Israeli company called Taranis uses drones and AI technology to provide crop producers with what the company calls game tapes of farm fields. Mike DePaula, chief commercial officer, works out of the company's U.S. headquarters in Westfield, Indiana.
You can get a leaf-level view of your field. I'm talking count the spots on a ladybug, which means we have stand counts. We have weed species, severity, quantification, insect damage, defoliation, quantified, okay? Disease ID. We track everything all year long, so we know the biology, the chemistry, the management practice.
DePaula says Taranis partners with local ag advisors to bring the service to farmers.
Farming is an applied art as much as it is a science, and that's what we're bringing together. So we bring the science and the data science. The advisors bring the heart and the art to make sure that the growers know what's really reasonable for them to change for next year. Because you farm season after season. It's not a month-to-month thing. This is a year-after-year improvement to make sure you can stay in the game.
DePaula says the drones detect crop threats like disease or insects and analyze crop health. Learn more at acreforward.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Inflation Reduction Act funding could influence the farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An analysis from Senate Agriculture Committee GOP staff says including the Inflation Reduction Act's conservation funding in the next farm bill could provide a 30% boost to its baseline over time. Brownfield's Kira Hart has this report from Washington, D.C.
There's $13 billion available in conservation funding, and Senate Agriculture Committee ranking member John Bozeman tells Brownfield,
I think we could capture most of it.
Bozeman says lawmakers are willing to put guardrails around that money to keep it in the conservation title of the farm bill.
I'm not interested in, you know, taking those dollars away and sticking them into, you know, risk management tools or whatever. We'd like to keep them in conservation. It's just a matter of how you do that.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow has made it clear she won't allow IRA funds to be repurposed. And Bozeman says,
I don't want to take it away from conservation programs. I just want to make sure that the conservation programs are the things that farmers ask for.
Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Can Senate Ag Committee Democrats come to a bipartisan agreement on farm bill funding for conservation? Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown tells Brownfield what Republicans are proposing in the Senate Ag Committee could be workable if it's done right.
Some Democrats like me say it's okay as long as they don't strip the whole climate issue out. I mean, farmers understand climate issues. They are sort of the front lines of climate.
Ohio Farm Bureau Federation members heard from Senate Republicans Wednesday about how moving $20 billion of Inflation Reduction Act conservation money into the farm bill could triple funding over the next five farm bills. In a statement to Brownfield, Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says she strongly supports moving all of the IRA funding with its climate focus into the conservation baseline. In Washington, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Ethanol leaders are in Washington, D.C., urging the EPA to move forward on the updated GREET model. Greg Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol says the industry needs the updated greenhouse gases, regulated emissions, and energy use in transportation, or GREET model, for carbon emissions.
This GREET model can really either open up a great big new market for ethanol to help supply sustainable aviation fuel, or it could shut the door forever on that market. And that's a huge market. We're talking 30, 40 billion gallons.
An interagency task force was to have a decision on the GREET model by March 1st. And Jennings tells Brownfield coalition members are meeting with task force members this week to urge them to finish and get the details right. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun from Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger sale. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $140 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your property or items? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle business is expected to pick up today, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is relatively quiet. The lone bid to have surfaced is in Nebraska, $292 stress, but that's far from the current asking price of $300 stressed in the north and $188 live in the south. Of interest, if those asking prices can be reached, it could break the previous records, which were set in 2023. Look for packer inquiry to improve as the day progresses. Boxed beef was higher at midday on solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $1.05 at $310.87. Select is 40 cents higher at $301.44. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers over 650 pounds were unevenly steady. Heifers over 600 pounds were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good from the buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 708 to 743 pounds, brought $265.50 to $274.50. Feeder steers, 851 to 875 pounds, brought $244 to $255. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 712 to 748 pounds, brought $242.50 to $252.50. Cash hogs are higher at midday with strong negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive recently in their procurement efforts and have been bidding up to move needed numbers. While this week's export sales report was a bit sluggish, demand overall for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. There's also some optimism. Domestic demand has found some strength, too. The industry continues to monitor the inconsistent movement in pork values, supplies of market-ready hogs, and hog weights. Barrels and gilt at the National Daily Direct were up $1.57 with a weighted average of $79.95. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.39 higher with a weighted average of $79.95. And the Western Corn Belt up $1.57 with a weighted average of $79.95. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $58. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $49 to $61. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.73 at $93.69. Loins were sharply higher. Hams, picnic butts, and ribs were also higher. Bellies were lower. For the latest in market news, go to BrownfieldAgNews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today, I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech and the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans are higher, hogs are mixed, cattle and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. It's been an up and down day for beans, currently back to up on commercial and technical buying, along with the higher move in bean meal. Domestic crush demand continues to be strong, canceling out some of the concerns about slow exports. Heavy rain in South America could delay harvest activity or cause damage in some areas. May beans are up 1 1/4 at $11.98. July's two higher at $12.12 and a quarter. May soybean meals back to $2 higher at $3.38.40, and May soybean oils down 10 points at $48.47. Corn's lower. Recent rainfall in the Midwest and Plains is helping to recharge soil moisture ahead of widespread planting. Export sales were solid, and Mexico did buy old crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. May is down 6 3/4 at $4.34.5. July corn's down 6.5 at $4.47. And wheat's lower. Export sales are marketing near low, and there is talk of more cancellations by China. The rain in the Midwest and Plains is mostly welcome, but hail has been an issue in some areas. May Chicago's 11 3/4 lower at 532.5. May Kansas City's down 12 3/4 at 574 3/4. May Minneapolis wheat 7 3/4 lower at 655 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on profit taking ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Asking prices are 188 live and 300 dressed, with bids at 292 and 294 dressed. April live's down 222 at 187.70. June's $1.92 lower at 184.12. April feeders are down 290 at 292.95. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and sustained demand questions. April lean's up 35 at 85.22. June's down 32 at 101.40. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Fury, a great post-workout treat. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. When you work out, you deplete your muscles of the energy you have stored up. Those come from carbohydrate-based foods. Jessica Castle with the St. Louis Dairy Council says replenishing that energy is crucial, and dairy is the perfect food or drink for recovery.
And then because you have been working out, you need some protein as well to help repair the muscles that you were moving. Cottage cheese ice cream is a great example where you would be getting probably about 18 grams of carbohydrates, and then you're going to be getting about 12 grams of protein. So it's a good fuel to have right after your workout. You're going to get some of those carbohydrates, you're going to get your protein. It's going to satisfy. And so it's also important to get a snack, to eat a snack within an hour after a really good workout. That option would be a great one. The other option too, if you're working out, is to drink chocolate milk as well. That is an excellent choice because it does deliver 13 essential nutrients, and you're getting carbohydrates, and you're also getting 8 grams of protein with one glass of chocolate milk.
So don't think twice about grabbing a chocolate milk post-workout. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow.